Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
What you know about
Thanksgiving cook spectacular event here at Boy Gob. Oh shit, I gotta shut the door. Did Chef Joe do the intro?
Tom's gotta go shut the door. I'm wearing these new chef hats that Tom had available, I guess, online, but very limited quality, quantities, quality also, maybe, but. But we'll see. We'll see. You know, once I'm in the kitchen with it and it has to go through the washer, we'll see about the quality. But if you were lucky enough to receive one, you should be wearing it 24/7.
Especially over your whole ears, so it keeps your head, your ears warm.
Yes, especially if you're sick, it's good to cover your ears.
You got the COVID again?
I did. Well, actually, Lisa and I just got back from Pittsburgh, and she just was coughing like left and right over there. So it's like, oh fuck, you know, they're not gonna let us back on the plane, you know. But they didn't give a shit. They didn't check. They just wanted you to wear your mask getting back on the plane.
Oh, she just kind of hit it.
Yeah, I told her like take like 12 cough drops, you know, while we're boarding, and once we're in the air, they can't do shit. So fuck them. But yeah, Sunday. I started to come down with it too, but I was just getting like a real bad sore throat. And yeah, when we got back, she was freaking out because we stayed at my buddy's Rich's house and didn't, you know, if she had the corona, she wanted to let them know right away, hey, guess what we left behind? But no, she went and got tested for that and flu. And she's just got like an upper respiratory infection. And I just like to call it a head cold. That's what I got, because my head's cold. But not if you're wearing one of these fancy new chef hats from DWMProductions.net.
Thank you, everybody. They sold out, and I appreciate you greatly. I wasn't expecting them to, but they did.
So hey, they got a great fit. Why wouldn't they not, you know?
So shout out to Brain Dead Customs for getting those done for me. Appreciate you, man.
Good job, Brain Dead.
Good job.
Customs. Yeah.
You look like some kind of squid-headed fuck.
This is the squid-headed fuck DWN cap. It's even got like this tentacle right here on the productions part. Right there.
Oh, I think that's more of a blood drip or a slime drip.
Yeah, you could keep telling yourself that, buddy. But
it's a Lovecraft inspired hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from my favorite movie of the last century, H.P. Lovecraft's Underwater.
Below water. Yeah,
below water. Oh, shit. Hey, thanks for wearing that hat, because I wasn't having a great day, and I saw that and fucking had a good laugh.
Oh, good. It's good to laugh, man. It's good
I think you have it folded weird, though.
Yeah, probably, but right now, this will do, Piggy. This will do.
I think it's more supposed to resemble a reservoir tip.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because in your blood, that Hispanic blood of yours, I know it's fighting the urge to do it right.
Yeah, I mean, if it was, you know, Hispanic, I could cut off this top part and just sew it together. You know? Have like a little fold like in the prison yard, you know? But
instead, you're enjoying your DWN Productions Pope hat, and
right.
I appreciate you for waiting. I appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah, when it came in the mail, I put it on like this, and you know what? That's not a bad look. I think I could start something here with this.
Was there some money stuck in it?
There was some money stuck in it. Some ones, which I took straight to the strip, but no, I didn't.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. So, yeah, Horror Realm. Went up to Pittsburgh again. Had a good time. Got to see all the folks. Thanks to everybody that came by the table. Bought a shirt. Was positioned next to the Severin dudes again. We did some trading. I can't remember what movies I got. But I got some movies that I'll throw in the pile and watch at some point.
Hey, shout out to my boys at Severin.
Yeah, we'll get to that. They had it this year as the first year that they had like the celebrities in a different room, but that was because still some of those celebrities are like COVID, whatever. So just to make it like safer, yeah, it's like in the vendor room, you can wear a mask if you want, celebrity room, you got to wear a mask, and then the celebrities will tell you what they want when you get to their table or whatever.
Were they all plexiglassed off and shit?
I think there was one or two. I don't know. There was one. I can't remember who it was, but the guy told me, like, yeah, she wanted you to, like, get ready and then take off your mask and hold your breath while they take the picture. Yeah.
I don't believe that you don't remember who it was. I think you know exactly who it was.
I think it was the lady from Weird Science, but I don't know her name. She wasn't a lady at the time that Weird Science came out.
Was she a robot?
Maybe. No, I mean, she wasn't Kelly LeBrock. I would have remembered that. It was one of the chicks that the two dudes were after and that end up with.
Together?
Maybe. She was in a horror movie at some point, too, but I don't know which one.
Only
Sabu was there, and he walked by the table, but yeah, he's like fucking shorter than me. Maybe he's just hunched over because he's, you know, he's like an old man now, but yeah, that was odd. That was, you know, he was wearing the whole fucking, you know, chic thing, whatever they call that. No, I didn't.
Oh, I should have got one with him.
Yeah, I did. I was going to Sunday because a buddy of mine said, "Hey, Sabu's there. Can you get me an autograph?" Yeah, I guess. But he wasn't there Sunday. He was just there Friday and Saturday. So, hey, tough luck, Brian. Tough luck. Yeah.
So how was it?
Pittsburgh, pretty gloomy. Pretty
gloomy. Always is.
It's like, well, the first thing we said when we got back is, fuck, it's nice to see the sun again. You know, the show was good. The people there are always cool with us. Tim Gross, thank you for picking us up and taking us to dinner. You're our favorite Yinzer. Rich and Michelle, who run the show, thanks again for hosting us and always being gracious and putting up with us. Putting up with Lisa and her drunken antics. Right, love? No, no.
Her tattoo came out pretty fucking cool.
While there, yeah, there's a girl we know that does tats and went up to her shop. And I was disappointed because I thought, you know, we're going to have to go to some like little fucking garage and there's going to be like junkies laying around, you know, some some lady sitting there, get, you know, breastfeeding while getting her other tit tattooed or something, you know, just real dingy and shit.
It was so early.
Yeah, it was early. So maybe that crowd hadn't hit the place yet. But yeah, she got her dearly departed Jim immortalized on her arm, and it came out really good. Yeah, Angela, she knows what she's doing. Angela Thunder Scorpion something on Angel Thunder Scorpion. Yeah, I should know that, but I'm kind of sick right now, so I'm not really thinking all well. Angel Thunder Scorpion on Instagram. So give her a follow, I guess. And if you're in Pittsburgh, Scorpion, go get a tattoo. And the good thing is, like, she, you know, we got there. And what the fuck am I going to do while a tattoo's getting done for a couple hours? She goes, what do y'all want to watch? Critters 2. Okay. Puts it on. So I got to see the movie for this week. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have had time.
Did she just happen to have it? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking odd.
She looked at you. She said, oh, you're a lesbian, huh? Mm.
She's like, I guess. Yeah, I'll put that on.
Oh, we'll get to that, but boy, does that guy just rub me, that guy rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, we will get to that. On the way back from the tattoo parlor, as they call them, we had probably the fucking oddest Uber driver ever. You know, this guy, he gets there to pick us up, and he's like, hey, y'all got masks? Yeah, we got masks. So we put the masks on. And then as soon as we're driving, let me tell you about the time I had to give my wife a good ass chewing, and just starts fucking telling this story. And he's just like, I don't know if it's typical Pittsburgh, but we didn't give a fuck. You know, we're just like, mm-hmm, okay. And about 15 minutes into the ride, I guess he figured out we weren't listening to him or not giving a fuck. And he just turns on the radio to this, like, I guess, modern pop music.
Tell about when he yelled at the people in the car next to us.
Oh, yeah. Pulls up to the car next to us and tells, hey, turn your lights on. You know, instead of just, hey, your lights are off, you know, turn them on. Well, it was a traffic light stop. Like, it was real. But, yeah, so this weird pop song, like maybe the kind of music that's playing at that Astrodome fucking fiasco that happened. I don't know. Shit I've never heard of. And this guy, like, seems older than me. I can't tell. Either that or he's just really unhealthy.
What was he, a fucking corpse?
I don't know, man. But he starts singing along like he knows every word to this fucking song. And he's just going, you know. Yeah, and drops us off and goes, they're like, okay, thanks a lot, dude. He goes, yeah, y'all enjoy your shit or whatever you're doing. Okay.
He probably said yins.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. He didn't say y'all. Yeah, you're right.
There are a bunch of fucking hillbillies up there, but he did say yins, I'm sure.
I'm sure. He wasn't a hillbilly, I'd say. I don't know. He's just like, just an odd fucking dude.
Dude that goes home and beats his wife.
Probably, and shoots his mother-in-law. That's what he else he was talking about wanting to do. I don't know. It's like, oh, because, you know, because I carry, you know, I'm concealed to carry. I'm sure that was for my benefit. You know, so he could tell me he has a gun. I was like, yeah, well, yeah, me too, fucker. But I didn't have it there.
It's not here because I'm went across straight state lines. And
we don't have to conceal our shit in Texas, you fucking bitch.
Can walk around with a ninja sword.
That's right. And an axe.
Fucking weebos.
Mm-hmm. And an AK, you know. Whatever. So, yeah, that was that. The show was good.
Glad to get out of Pittsburgh, though, I'm sure.
By the time we're, you know, getting on our flight, it's, yeah, let's get fucking home. You know, but I think that's anywhere if you're gone for too long. And no, you have to get on a plane. I really fucking hate flying. Every time I get in a plane, I'm less and less a fan of it.
You know, at least you're not surrounded by the constant haze of gray, which is Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there's that. There's that. I would have killed myself long before next year if I had to live there, you know, not see the sun for that fucking long.
It's like, it's it's the ghosts of old industry that died off, just looming over the fucking city, blocking the sun out. It's I don't know what it is, but that gray haze that's always constant over Pittsburgh's a real fucking thing.
Yeah, and even though there was an AMC theater straight across the street, I did not go see Ghostbusters, so we'll let you tell us all about it.
No, I had the opportunity, and I said, oh, no, I'm good. I did not see Ghostbusters. I'll see Resident Evil sometime, hopefully, before our next one. But
Raccoon City, baby.
Mm-hmm. I hope Rocket shows up.
Yeah.
Or at least fucking Dante shows up from Devil May Cry at the end, and Mega Man pops up. It's like, oh, yeah, cinematic universe, baby. It's got to be better than those complete fucking dog shit, whatever Resident Evil Alice movies are. We'll never, ever do those.
If I only saw the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to facilitate you in watching any more of those fucking things. They might be. No, it is. It's probably the worst franchise out there. Horror franchise.
So how was your week, Tom?
Let me drink this, and that'll pretty much sum up my week. Just a lot of fucking bullshit, just in a shitty bad mood, and I mean, I just got to get my shit together, realize there's nothing I can't fucking do. Wait, no, that there is a lot of stuff you can't do. This is reality, motherfucker.
Like, okay.
About the situation, there's really nothing I can do, so I mean, I just got to get my shit together, because I've just been fucking depressed and shit, but I just got to fucking get over it, man.
Well, I mean, the depression goes hand in hand with it, so, you know.
Yep. So, I don't know. Just that, just trying to fucking work, and it's just like as soon as I step out of the shop, it's just like, God damn it. It is what it is, man. Day by day, I guess. And I was trying to hold off drinking these beers till tomorrow. Because tomorrow the holidays really start, because it's the biggest drinking day out of the year or whatever.
Is it? But why is that?
The day before Thanksgiving? Set up. Yeah, because everybody's coming in, I guess, and it's not like Christmas and shit's like, oh, getting drunk and shit, you fucking prick.
Come here. As opposed to them coming out.
Some of them probably will in a drunken stupor. Especially those who wear silly fucking hats.
Those are the worst. Those are the worst. It's like, why would he buy a hat like that?
Looks like that fucking Mario squid's just sitting on your fucking head. Not even that, because it's African American.
You gotta be careful with them squids, though, when you're in the water.
You do. Fucking prick squids, that's what I call them. Excuse me. Anyways, Joe. My week could have been better, but it could have been worse, so fuck it. After I get done with here, I get done with here. Learn to speak, you fucking dumb bitch. When I'm done here, I have to go make the flyer for the Black Friday sale. I don't know what it's going to be yet and how long, but it is what it is. I don't know if I could do the 33% off this year. I just don't know if I can because of the supply chain task force and all.
I wasn't going to have a sale. You know, I figured, fuck, you know, nobody goes to that thing anyway. It's maybe like 12 people that take advantage of it.
But those 12 people, I'm sure they appreciate it.
Yeah, and two of them were from Pittsburgh and came up to the table. Hey, your PlayStation sale's coming up, right? Yeah. Yeah, it is. So I got to make a new shirt, which I started today, because I can't just fucking throw the same old shit on there. I could, but that's fucking lazy. And if I'm going to do it, I don't want to be lazy about it. But I am going to be lazy because I'm not making a flyer.
Can I ask you a question, Joe?
Yeah.
Are these Boy Gob shirts that you can get at fastcustomshirts.com by going to that website and searching Boy Gob? You can get yourself one of these Boy Gob shirts. Are they going to be on sale or at least available to purchase now or during the sale?
Well, they're available to purchase now or anytime. However, they won't be on sale. However, Race War the Remake, the shirt, if you want to support a movie that Tom's not selling presently, but at some point will again.
Or in the past.
Yeah.
No one gave a... Red did. I'll take that back. Red found out that that was the last copy of Race War that I had, and it was out of print. And he bought it up. And now he's going around saying that he has the final copy in existence. And I'm not going to correct him. I'll let him say whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, maybe with that cover. Did he get it with the old cover?
I can't remember. I think he got it with the screaming honky.
Too bad. Too bad.
I mean, it's close to 10 years, or it's been 10 years. Maybe we should whip up another bootleg edition nobody will fucking buy. But, I mean, nobody fucking buys discs anymore. And if they do, they all play it on their gaming systems. Oh, this doesn't play. Well, fucking get a DVD player like a normal person. A region-free DVD player like a normal person.
Well, I don't know. I got the PS4 set up over here. The bedroom, I have the PS3. I guess I could throw it on the computer.
I don't know how you're going to watch the fucking 4K remaster of Night of the Demon. Scary Daddy!
So, Night of the Demon, part of Severin Films Black Friday sale. Yeah.
Nasty Friday sale, you fuck.
Yeah, so... they have a limited, 25 mask run made by DWN's very own Tom Martino?
Yes.
Very yes, good keeping that under wraps, Tom. That surprise.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything until Black Friday, but then Dave posted it. I was just like, all right.
It's a good looking mask if you're into Night of the Demon or cryptids in general. You know,
I watched a VHS copy of the movie that he sent me. It was wild. I'll say that it's a fucking wild movie for sure.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pick it up Friday or whenever it goes on sale. But I won't be getting the mask, however.
And even though they don't have a T-shirt in their bundles or anything, you can always go to fastcustomshirts.com. Who has had a shirt of this movie for years, you know, because I watch the old fucking rare shit. Nobody else does, but maybe now somebody will buy that shirt because I think I've sold maybe two over that span of years.
All right, can I ask you a question? Is this the first time you've promoted said shirt?
No, when I first put a shirt on the site, then I'll share the link in a few places. But nobody gave a fuck. People like, oh man, that movie's horrible. I love it. But nobody bought it. Nobody loved it enough. But now you're going to be getting a lot of people saying, oh yeah, I know that movie. No, you don't. You fuck. Don't pretend.
All right, can I ask you one more question?
Mm-hmm.
Did you let Sir Gregory know that you have that shirt?
Nah, I don't like to push myself on other fucking businesses. But all he had to do was run a search. He knows I have everything. Well, everything that they're going to come out with.
Joe, that's the reason that there's a Bigfoot Ape Man mask out there. So I pushed myself. So in the future, if you'd like
to sell. You said, hey, I hear you guys are doing Night of the Demon.
That's exactly.
Night of the Demon. Yeah.
Said, hey, bud, if you ever need anything, let me know.
Yeah.
And he did, because he's a good man.
Yeah. Night of the Demon. Y'all can get your copy on Friday. Thursday night.
This Friday. Yes. During the nasty video sale over at severin-films.com. And the mask is pretty cool if you like the character.
It does look good. Where'd you get all that hair, Tom?
From my asshole.
Okay.
They were Jesus wigs. So I have like a whole box of 30 beards because it was a wig and beard combo package. So now I have a whole box of beards and I tried fucking selling for like a dollar at Haunter's Hangout. I was going to bring them to the fucking Camp Zool and just throw them out into the crowd, keep everyone's faces warm. But I was just like, no, they'll just throw them back at me. There's these fucking shitty costume wigs.
Well, we've got a Christmas show coming up, so
yeah, that's where I'm bringing them.
Dye them white.
No. I'm just gonna hand them out. They might be wrapped up. You know, there's certain people you'll see there only a couple times a year, and you'll be like, "Hey, man, I was just thinking about you, and I wanted to just let you know."
Keep it warm, lady.
It'll be good. I might. Or I'll say, hey, spend over $100 at the Black Friday sale and get a special gift. And it'll be one of the fucking mouth wigs. That's probably what will be happening. So I'll send out like two of those. Yeah. All right, so we're about a fucking sitcom in. You watch anything this week?
Very little. Because I needed to have something on just in background, and I wanted to rewatch it to make sure it was good and I wasn't just drunk. Fear Street, 1994. I rewatched that, and it's still good. It's still a good flick. I need to watch the other two segments, see where they go with it. Yeah. I talked about this a few episodes back. Go back and listen to like the past five episodes, everyone, and catch up with that. And yeah.
Did you watch Midnight Mass, or did I make that up somewhere?
I've watched the first two episodes, which I liked, but it's just the first two episodes are just character building. So maybe they're going to start doing something in the story the next episode. I don't know.
I watched the first three,
mm-hmm.
and then I stopped watching. Can I just ruin the third one for you? Because I think the third episode is really, you're either going to be with it or, all right, I'm going to head out.
I'd say wait. Let me, because I've tried not to read anything. Okay. And I was reluctant to watch it because everybody's praising it, you know. But so far, it's well acted. You know, the character building they're doing is good. So
that's good. But then this pops up, and you're just like, oh, that's where we're going. All right.
Yeah, but you don't like episodic television anyway.
I mean, that's one thing.
And you hate Catholics, so.
Well, I was molested as.
Catholics and cripples, you fucking hate them.
No, that scene with that girl and fucking Donnie or whatever from Halloween Kills, old Evil Dies Tonight, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty good. They had a good scene, but dude, that whole third episode just explains what's going on. And it's just like, man, like I understand why you went that way. Because it kind of goes with the mythos or whatever you want to say of Catholicism. And I can understand why this is the direction, but not for me, dog. Not for me.
Well, luckily you watched a bunch of other stuff that is for you.
We'll see. So our boy, quote unquote, Bronze A, is back in a new one directed by the guy who made Mosquito. You ever seen Mosquito, Joe, with Gunnar Hansen?
Yeah.
It's a good one. I would highly recommend that. It's probably one of my favorite monster movies, which is weird to say about a giant fucking mosquito movie, but it's surprisingly pretty fucking good. This one, I think we're starting to see through the bronzy for Prasad Facade. we're seeing through the bronzy Fursage. He's not looking like bronzy so much anymore, Joe. He's looking more and more like a more confused foreign man. Not really sure why he's getting all these roles.
So his time is limited, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think this might be the last one I'm going to know, because there's one called The Gardener coming out next month. So I'll check that one out, and if it's like this. And I mean, there's a lot of fucking, oh my God, shit in it. The back half was a lot more wild shit. The front half was just like, so it's a prison movie. Escape from Death Block 13. So I guess he's in Death Block 13 because that's a real thing. So everything for the most part is shot on green screen and then replaced with like prison backgrounds and shit.
So it's a Robert Rodriguez movie.
No, this is... No. Like, that shit's like Sin City and that shit. That's acceptable for what the fuck they're doing. But, you know, a lot of fucking movies with not a lot of money shooting prisons.
Yeah. But
this was like, fuck. So, like, the first half is just a bunch of, this looks really fucking bad. And then this poor Hungarian man's just walking around looking for his potatoes and hot water or whatever the fuck. Yeah, the back half has some good shit in it, and it's your classic bad movie stuff, but it's so baffling how it, why they decided to green screen this shit. It's weird. So far, it's the best, like, laughably bad movie I've seen this year. So if you want to get some buddies together and drink, I would say watch it, but it's no Bronson versus Jason or Death Kiss. But there is some fucking, like, that kind of take you back of how bad this is. Especially since the guy who made fucking Mosquito made it. It was kind of, like, depressing. Like, oh, fuck, really? This is... Because if you said, oh, the guy from Mosquito's coming out with fucking Beaver or some shit, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I want to check that out. But it was this, and... I think a lot of had to do with it, like this guy, the guy is talking now and kind of talk like this. It's, I don't know, dude. He just seems like a very confused foreign man in a strange new land of green screens. Would recommend to the right, right audience. All right. But I just think the bronzy bloom is coming off the rose. And then, like, sorry, am I still going or is that all?
I finished up Avatar, The Last Airbender, the cartoon I've been watching periodically for maybe 5 years now. So, yep, okay, finally he comes against the Fire Lord and defeats him. This is a good cartoon. I've said it every time I finish the season. If this would have came out when I was a kid, I would have fucking loved it. But I love it as an adult, too. This is really good shit. If your kid likes adventure stuff, then have them watch it. Boys or girls, because it's got strong characters for both, you know. And yeah, it's good. It's very good. I like it, Tom. Best of 2021. Oh, and it's not a movie. So I guess, you know. But they've got a new movie or series or something coming out. If I wasn't in such a mad dash to watch as many 2021 movies for the next, I don't know, 30, 40 days, I would watch the M. Night Shyamalan movie. Because is it such an atrocity? I haven't seen it. I don't know. Eventually I'll know. Maybe for the new year. I'll watch that.
What's it called? Young?
Avatar?
The new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shit. That's another one I'm going to have to watch for 2021. Fuck.
Yeah, I'll let you do that one. I didn't even give a fuck to look out what the crazy ending was. Bruce Willis shows up or some shit.
I'll let you know.
Thanks. So, Joe, tell us all about the Baker clan.
I don't know who the Bakers... Oh, the Bakers! What the fuck was the dude's name?
Jim?
Jim Baker? Yeah, Jim Baker and Tammy Faye, his famous wife. Famous for having, like, crazy makeups. Initially. But then, what, Jim Baker went and, like, fucked some model? Or something? Was that him?
I don't know much except what I learned from today, so I'm hoping you can fill us in on the Baker clan.
I don't remember. I mean, I think he maybe fucked a model, and there was a money scandal, of course, you know, because they're televangelists or whatever. And, like, he came on TV asking for forgiveness, and she was beside him, like, crying. And as she's crying, her fucking makeup's just, like, turning her into one of those fucking Norwegian death metal masks, you know, because the shit's just pouring down. And then somewhere along the line, she, like, reinvented herself, like, by doing stupid-ass, like, reality shows. Maybe she was on that fucking, the one MTV one where they throw a bunch of has-beens together.
Road Rules?
Yeah, maybe. Who fucking knows? I don't know. The washed-up celebs in the house or something. I don't remember what it was called. And then she, and then she co-hosted a show with somebody. Like, just like a little talk show or a morning show or something. But I don't know if she managed to fucking climb out of this thing, and like fucking hipsters are like, oh yeah, she's fucking cool. No, she's not. Some fucking little hag that was hustling people out of their money using God to do that, as a lot of people do. But they were doing it on a grand scale. So, you know, fuck them. Fuck her. Fuck anybody who makes a documentary about her.
Well, Joe, I watched this recently released biopic called The Eyes of Tammy Faye, not to be confused with the documentary by the same name.
Yeah, that's right. There was a documentary. So this is a biopic. Oh, shit.
Yes. So this stars some lady and Spider-Man as Jim Jones. I was about to say Jim Brown. Oh, wait, no, his name's Jim Baker. Oh, shit.
Spider-Man's? The yep. Fucking skinny dude?
Yep. Spider-Man's. We'll talk about him later.
Okay.
I don't really know much about Tammy Faye and James Baker, except that they were televangelists, and she wore a lot of makeup. So this movie depicts her as a very nice, very like she's on the good side of the fight, but she's just ignorant to all her bullshit that her husband's doing, and they make it out like her husband Jim Baker is probably a gay guy. Did that ever come out in the scandal, or if this was news, or was this even a big deal?
It was a big deal when it came out, but it's one of those things that you just kind of like, eh, you laugh at and you fucking like pass on, you know, just like any celebrity thing or whatever. If you're fucking, I don't know, if you're maybe got a little bit of intelligence, this shit shouldn't stay in your mind. You should just fucking like, all right, that was funny, and you forget about it.
Gotcha. Yeah, this, it wasn't great. She was pretty good. I don't know who this lady was who played her, but I guess she was good. Because I believed her as Tammy Faye, a lady I knew nothing about. But this is supposed to be like, you know, her life can, or a main portion of rise and fall condensed in 2 hours. So they're like showing key moments of her life in three of those moments in this fucking 2 hour movie is her grabbing guys' cocks. So she liked to use that wrist, son. That, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. She was a big fan of hand jobs, giving them mostly.
Yeah, I don't remember reading about that, but okay.
But yeah, that was like three scenes in the movie. So they wanted to let you know that this was a big part of her life. Strange. Just weird decisions.
Too bad she was, you know, living in the wrong era, because she could have got paid for that shit now, you know?
Like, it doesn't really delve in a whole lot to, like, what happened. Like, I guess what I would think the interesting stuff of this story would be, like, I guess Jim Baker and his buddies, his evangelist buddies, like, drugged a girl and had sex with her. I guess that was, and then they paid her some money that they siphoned from the company or something to keep her mouth shut, but that really wasn't said a whole lot. I had to do some more research for that. I don't know. It seems like a good, well-made documentary about that would have been better than, oh, man, she was just a nice lady fighting a good fight who got caught up with a maybe gay husband who was power hungry.
Just running with the wrong crowd.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was PG-13, so that was weird, but I've seen a fucking more shocking movie that I thought was PG-13 this week. So yeah, I don't know. A lot of people saying, yeah, this was a good one to watch for this year. The acting was pretty good. It was whatever. I'd say definitely watch Behind the Candelabra instead, especially if you want laughs.
This is something I have no interest in, so I'm glad you watched it.
And I felt a little uncomfortable watching it, too. I don't know if it was because of the whole way they were selling God thing or what, because that's, I think religion's a personal thing, and just everybody keep that to themselves. But, yeah, I don't know. I just had a weird feeling watching it, too. Sorry, but it was cool though, dude. A portal fucking opened up in the post-credit scene, and then fucking Seabiscuit ran in and grabbed Spider-Man, and then they went through another fucking portal, and Doctor Strange went woohoo, and it shut. And it was cool. And then the rest of the credits started playing.
Yeah, I had somebody at Horror Realm ask, "Hey, you see the new Spider-Man trailer?" Nope.
Did you?
Nope.
Is that all you watched?
That's it.
Well, Joe, I watched a movie called Malignant. Have you seen it?
No, but horror fans are saying it's great. James Wan is back, baby.
It's not bad. I liked it. But it's pretty much a remake of Basket Case.
It's on my list to watch.
Right, I'm not. And it's, I think it's on it's probably off of HBO Max now, because they only have their things on there for like a couple weeks.
But I've seen people say like, yeah, it's like Basket Case. So, you know, I'm sure I can figure out what's going on when I'm watching if they've told me that.
Yeah. Besides some real bad CGI, it's not bad. It's worth a watch for sure. But we'll talk about that when you do, I guess, huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good, Tom.
I watched a movie, I think it's on Shudder, called Skull, The Mask.
Haven't heard of this one.
I want to say it's Brazilian, but I'm not sure.
Why, was its pussy just like a strip or what?
No, its pussy was a dick.
Ah.
So there's a haunted mask.
The haunted mask. I know where this is going.
So whoever puts on this haunted mask turns into Victor Crowley from Halloween Kills.
Even if the dog puts it on?
Even if the dog puts it on. And then there's a preacher and brother team who know how to kill the mask. So they got to go on and wacky antics ensue. It's pretty much just a Brazilian slasher movie because of its fake ass and whatnot about a killer haunted mask guy. So if that sounds like something you want to see, you're a slasher fan, you like fucking, it's got some cool gore in it. You might like it since it is on Shudder. You might like it.
I gotta admit, some of the shit I've seen on Shudder lately, I've been okay with.
Yeah, I know. You were praising it last week. That's why I'm saying, oh yeah, Joe will probably like this one.
They did hit two home runs with me last week, and I've got three more on the Shudder list to watch.
And they're all Joe Bob Briggs joints.
Oh, one thing I forgot to mention is while I was in Pittsburgh, Roop and Scribbles did me a solid and ran the Fast Custom Shirts table at the Preserve Halloween Festival. So thank you guys. I know you occasionally listen, but thanks a whole lot, man. I don't know how it was, Tom. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, oh, man, they met Blowjob, and he said, I heard you talking about my girl eating China's butt.
That would have been great if they took her that shit to sign, you know, had a whole bunch of them at the table. Yeah,
I thought you were making jokes, so I did a little research. No jokes.
No joke. No joke. I think because she did one, China did one that was like a WWE parody kind of thing. And then she did one for Vivid. And yeah, that's where that other chick, Diana Prince at the time, before she was Darcy, the male girl. Yeah, she has a girl on girl with a guy. So whatever that's called, female, male, I don't know, scene. But no, they weren't playing that at the Preserve Halloween Festival. But yes, Roop did send me a picture, and he's with Blowjob Briggs. You know, they're both all smiles. So
how much did that cost?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. But you know, hopefully they had a good time. No. Roop said they was a good time. That he had fun. Oh, good deal. And. But I know from seeing him at past conventions, because I liked his writings before he was doing shit on TV. I've got a couple of his books. But supposedly if you take the books up to him, he doesn't charge you to sign those. But I don't know, because I've never had them whenever he's been at a show that I've been at.
Hopefully soon.
One day. It's bound to happen.
Or you can get your China DVD signed.
Get that one signed too.
Fuck yeah. What else do I got here now? I watched the Pizzagate Massacre.
I just heard about this one today, and then you posted that you watched it.
You gonna watch it?
I don't know if I have time for it. Where is it fucking streaming somewhere? Is it a Shudder joint?
I'm not sure.
Is it on Hulu, Amazon. Like the one I got on right now?
I watch it on the old Amazon.
Nah, you still pay for shit.
Well, I mean, it's the same as a rental. If you were going to go and rent a fucking movie from Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to nostalgia and shit.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe, because you're a big Trump guy. So I don't know if I could recommend this to you because you might get a little too offended because of your ways and such.
Because I like pizza?
Well, I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
I don't even remember what this Pizzagate thing was about when
lizard was, people were molesting children and
the Clintons, pizza right? Parlors. Clintons and other lizard people would get together and molest children in the pizza parlor basements or something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a right-wing militia guy and I want to say late high school, early college black girl hit the road on a road trip to Austin to see if lizard people are having sex with children in this local pizza parlor.
So this is a Texas-made movie?
It is.
I'm out.
It looks a lot nicer than it should. There's a couple funny parts, a couple not so funny parts, because you can definitely tell where their affiliation lies, which is fine. You can fucking think one way, you can think another way, just do you. But preachy shit kind of sucks,
right?
But
entertain, don't fucking lecture.
Yeah. But there is some good stuff in there. Like, there's a couple really good fucking scenes. But it falls a little flat. Like, the ending, I don't want to give it away. But, you know, on a movie where they're just like, oh, what did I just see? And it goes back to normal. Like, if it didn't do that and they saw what they really thought they saw, then it'd be like, oh, shit. All right, that was a good payoff. But I liked it. But it just fell a little flat. Like, it could have been like, oh, shit, this was fucking kind of cool. I would never watch it again. I'm not going to watch it again. But I could recommend it a little higher. If you want to see Lesser They Live, but still a decent movie, then check it out. You might like it, or you might just say, ah, oh, this fucking shit. Okay. I don't know. But, yeah, I would say it's worth checking out, I guess. It won't make either one of my lists, but it's worth checking out, I guess.
All right.
Let's see if I got anything else. Talked about Midnight Mass, and you're gonna watch another episode or something.
Yeah, I'll have another episode that we can, since that's all you're gonna watch, we'll talk about it then next week, and yeah, then I'll bring it up again when I finish the whole thing.
And I read what happens at the end, and I was just like, yeah, I'm good. I mean, that makes sense and everything, but the direction it takes, it's just fuck comic tropes. Remember that guy?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, Joe, you ready to roll into action and take a bite out of crime?
No.
Okay. Well, you picked this one, so have at it.
Oh, Critters. Critters 2. We're continuing our... We didn't come up with a thing to say for these, right? Or...
No, that's why I said roll into action and okay, take a bite out of crime.
All right. Okay, it's a few years later and long enough to where everybody's considerably changed their looks. Like the sheriff. It's supposed to be the same sheriff from part one, right?
It is.
Okay, it's no longer the sheriff. In the
different first actor.
Different actor that you had, the great Emmett Walsh playing the fucking sheriff. In this one we have Barry Corbin, is that his name? I think so.
Aaron Corbin.
And he's an actor I like a whole lot too, so that's all right. Is it the same kid? Is it the same actor from the first or so? Because I couldn't tell. I didn't remember.
I'll tell you this, Joe. I usually remember ugly fucks, and I don't remember the kid from the first one being that fucking ugly.
Right. So I didn't know. It's like, hey, did he just go through puberty? Or, you know,
go through what?
Puberty. and look all fucking stupid. So it's a few years later. Nobody believes that the fucking Krites had come over. And this kid just gets made fun of. And everybody likes this fucking burger joint or little restaurant, you know. The Hungry Heifer, and they play this jingle on it throughout the way.
How'd that go?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. It's like one of these things that like, when they played it, oh, I remember that, and then I immediately forget it when it's done until they play it again, and then I forget it again.
At the Hungry Heifer.
There you go. We won't steer you wrong or some shit like that.
You got it. Perfect.
Lynn Shay is back. She's playing the same role and looks fucking even worse. Even worse than she did in part one.
Well, at least you know she didn't. Hey. Her brother owns New Line Cinema, or did, and that's why really? She got the work.
Okay, kind of like Mick Garris's wife, who was in this, and I looked at her filmography, and she's in a lot of missing Mick Garris stuff.
But I'll tell you this, Mick Garris's wife, she played my favorite part in the movie.
She's not bad, you know, and he doesn't put her, like, in front of the camera the whole time, so that's fine. He just gives her a little bit of work.
Who'd she play, Joe?
I don't remember.
You remember that alien that was on the TV screen with, like, the really big head?
Yes.
That was who his wife played. That real cool-looking alien creature.
So, yeah, it turns out that the Krites had laid some fucking eggs. So the bounty hunters didn't do their job. They're sent back to Earth to clear shit up for good this time. For good.
And this time they have a more of an anatomical shape to their head and not like a chewed up piece of fucking bubble gum. There's some nice bone structure type things underneath it and some nice fading, not like a wad of chewed up nutsacks stuck on someone's neck.
I preferred it in the first movie, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just so happens that these eggs are starting to hatch around Easter time.
Well, where do these eggs come from? A secondary market.
Where the fuck did they come from? I don't remember.
Old drunk just trying to sell shit to anybody who will buy it.
That's right. Yeah, he's trying to sell them at a good price, but some old hag just fucking lowballs him, gets them cheap, and the Krites start hatching. They're fucking invading the town, and the town has to come together because Krites die tonight. Krites die tonight.
Oh, I noticed that they lost the little boils, the little pustule things. It was still on the poster, but it was not in the actual movie. So I guess they had those for one movie, and that was it.
So the bounty hunters come back, and, you know, they got to find a form, a shape for this new bounty hunter that's there with them, and finds a shape of a fucking centerfold model. So you get some tits in this.
In this PG-13 movie.
Mm-hmm. But that was PG-13 at the time. You know, they were allowed to show, you know, a certain ratio of tits and a certain ratio of cussing. And then from there, it's the kid from the first one protecting some chick that he's infatuated with from the Krites, and the bounty hunters bumbling around fighting the Krites, and the Krites doing their thing, you know, rolling around. I liked it, Tom. I thought it was all right. I think it's on par or maybe even a little better than the first one.
Yeah, I liked the first one a little more. This one was okay. I just really didn't give a fuck about it. And I know people say, oh, Critters is just a Gremlins ripoff. I didn't really feel that in the first one. Felt it big time in this one. It felt like some kind of just a Steven Spielberg ripoff movie.
Eh, I didn't see that because he wasn't like giving the each Krait their personality. They weren't fucking dressing up or hanging out at the bar or anything. They're just there to eat, man. They're, you know, they want to fucking
cross the street. Were talking to each other a lot more and hanging out at the burger place and shit.
Of course, they're hungry. Why else wouldn't they be there?
Hungry, you know? Heifers, Joe.
Yeah. But, you know, it makes more sense than fucking gremlins hanging out in a bar when if they get wet. You know,
well, I mean, Gremlins sucks. I'm not a fan of those movies. I'll take Critters over Gremlins any day. And I'm not really a fan of either. But this one just felt like it was trying to capitalize on Spielberg movies.
I think it was trying to capitalize on Critters.
Well, it didn't work because this one flopped hard.
I disagree. I think it's a worthy sequel.
Well, I mean, it did. Those are just the facts. It didn't do well. I watched the documentary, The Making of One, and yeah, it didn't do well. And Mick Garris is just there. At
the time, the market was flooded with shit.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to adamantly defend Critters too, Joe. Well, it's fine that you like it. I know it's fine that you like it.
It's just, you know, you exude so much negativity on this show. It's like, hey, listeners, give it a chance. Tom thinks it's horrendous. I think it's a good little sequel. I dig it.
No, it's okay.
It's a good little sequel to a good little movie. You know? Not the first one was like a big fucking blockbuster or anything, but it's good enough. It's entertaining, and so is this one.
Go listen to Mick Garris's podcast.
No, not going to do that.
You should. It's a lot of him going because he likes the smell of his own farts. That's what I got from the behind the scenes thing. Or the making of thing. He did have one good idea though, when that was coming up with Masters. No. You remember the fucking when the critter ball rolls over that guy and then it's like a bloody skeleton going, oh. I guess that was his idea. And next to that fucking alien that his wife played, I thought that skeleton guy was pretty good. But I mean, it was okay. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be from one coming from the Micker. But I hear these next two are pretty rough.
I've never seen them, so we'll see.
We will, Joe. We'll see. You know what else is rough, though?
Spider-Man's.
Reading 90 issues of Amazing Spider-Man, plus a couple anals tossed in there for pain.
Issue 90 of Spider-Man's. As you remember, last time we were left with a cliffhanger as Doc Ock threw Spider-Man off the edge of a building. Usually not a problem for Spider-Man's because he's got his fucking web shooters, but he's out of web fluid. He's out of web fluid. What's he going to do? What's it? Fuck. Yeah, he's going to grab one of the tentacles and climb back up. Yeah, not much of a conclusion to that that cliffhanger. But he's getting his ass kicked a lot again by Dr. Octopus. But hey, fuck you, Dr. Octopus. I'll catch up with you later. Throws one of the little spider fucking tracers on his tentacle. Then goes and hangs out with Captain Stacy, because Captain Stacy just is always fucking there. Like, he's never home. I know he's retired, so yeah, he's out on the streets of fucking Manhattan a whole lot. And he sees Peter looking like shit. It's like, oh, man, you're getting a relapse from that flu last time, huh? Yeah, yeah, that's it. Let me take you home and lay you down in my bed for my daughter to take care of you. Like a good father, you know. It's like, yeah, you just lay there. My daughter will watch after you, you motherfucker.
And then fucking Spider-Man turns on the radio, sitting in the ghetto thinking about.
Yeah, but Spider-Man has this healing factor, you see. So he just needs a little sleep and then he can be doing somersaults and shit again. That's what he does. then it's like, oh, wait a minute. I got to go take down Doc Ock. So let me go home and plan some shit. He does. He goes home and plans and makes something that'll fucking control one of Dr. Octopus's tentacles. I don't fucking know what happened at this point. During their fight, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? He's getting his ass kicked, controls one of the tentacles. Dr. Octopus starts screaming like a bitch, like, oh no, I've had it, blah, blah, blah. Swings his tentacles around, knocks down a chimney.
Chimney, you know? Christ.
Yeah, a chimney at one of these big ass fucking apartment complexes in Manhattan. I don't know if they actually have that shit, but I'm thinking that's bullshit. And the chimney's falling down. It's about to hit a little girl, but guess who happens to be there? Just fucking cruising the streets as always, enjoying retirement. Captain Stacy pushes this little bitch out of the way. Boom, that chimney crushes him. But Spider-Man's picks him up, takes him to the top of a building. We have this heartfelt moment where, take care of Gwen. Take care of Gwen, Peter. He always knew. He always knew. I will take care of Gwen, but what if she finds out? Hey, your dad's not going to tell her, you dumb fuck. Yeah, another lackluster issue where I guess we're supposed to give a fuck that a character died, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think this happened this early, but then I realized it's 90 fucking episodes or issues in.
Yeah, we're pretty far in. I checked. So we're in 1970. They don't do another annual until 1976. They do, but all the other ones are just reprints. But I was like, yeah, we got to be coming up against another one that's not reprint. No.
Can't wait to see what they do in issue 100.
Yeah, Gil Kane does the art on this again, and I don't know. I guess he blew his load on the last issue. Because this is really lackluster this time.
Yeah, well, 70s comic art. I don't know what to tell you.
Some of it's really good. This one is not.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Do you like lists?
Well, I like D-lists. D-lists, huh?
Do you like the hip-hop list?
I do. So this is our top 10 with honorable mentions movies that start with the letter D. Fucking shades of Sesame Street around here. Now for our honorable mentions, or my honorable mentions, Tom, I have Digstown. Yeah, that boxing gambling movie I've told you about. Good movie. Starts with the letter D there. Then I have The Deadly Spawn. Movie I enjoyed quite a bit. Quite a bit. That's a good one. It sure is deadly. Then I have the high school film, Dazed and Confused. Movie that I didn't want to like, but it's pretty fucking funny. Then I have Dredd, the movie about Judge Dredd. And finally, I have The Dallas Connection, Julie K. Smith classic.
So for my honorable mentions, I also tried to pluck through movies that we talked about before. So, you know, hey, maybe they were okay, but we talked about them before. They were significant to what we're doing here. So I have Day of the Warrior, the Buff Bagwell joint. I also have Dark Ride.
That's one to of die the, for.
Yep. And then I have Deep Rising from the guy who made The Mummy. And then I have Death Kappa. It's a good kaiju parody. has nothing to do with anything we talked about. It just didn't make the list, and I thought it would be an honorable mention. And District 9, because we talk about it a lot, but it doesn't matter because it will be on your list.
That's correct, sir.
Number 10.
At number 10, I have Dirty Work, which I'm sure will be much higher on your list.
Lower.
Lower on your list, correct.
I have the Roy Kinnearum classic, the Juggalo classic, Demons at the Door. One of my favorite drinking movies out there. If you're having friends and family over who like a good drinking movie, go check out Demons at the Door, starring the great Mr. Rick. And get some booze and you'll have a good fun time.
Never seen it.
It's been a minute since I watched it. I think I'm gonna break out a few more beers and watch it again sometime soon. Number 9.
At number 9, I have Dolomite, which I'm sure will be much lower on your list.
My number 9 is another great, great drinking movie. And this is Die, You Zombie Bastards. Would highly, highly recommend. Make it a double feature with Demons at the Door. Two totally different movies, but two movies you will enjoy watching with friends and alcohol problems. Number 8.
Number 8, I have the German classic Das Boot. The submarine film. It's really good, but really fucking long.
My number 8, I'm well aware it's not great or good or even watchable to most. But I still like it. And that's Dwayne the Rocky Johnson's Doom. That's all I got. It's got your boy Dredd in it.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. Number 7.
Number 7, I have Dead Presidents. Yep, the Hughes Brothers classic. Dead Presidents. The Hughes Brothers would go on to do From Hell. And I guess that wrecked their career, and they've done nothing since, I don't think.
Well, Joe, my number 7 has a wish. Some people will call it a Christmas wish. Others will call it a death wish.
Death three. Wish 5.
Oh, 3. The okay. Crackdown.
Yeah.
Death Wish 3, my favorite in the series. Head on over to DWNProductions.net Friday and probably Saturday only for a little discount. 3% off. Number 6.
At number 6, I have Death Race 2000.
Death Racer, starring the Insane Clown Posse.
Not that one. Death Race 2000, starring a hero to your people, Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, Frankenstein and shit.
The Italian Stallion.
Oh, they call me the Mule Sucker. Mm. What? My number 6 is probably not as low as you thought, but it is Dolomite. Is my name. Just kidding. It's Dolomite.
Got him.
Number 5.
Number 5, I have the French classic of cannibalism, Delicatessen.
It's been on my list to watch for a while. I just still have it. All right. Won't be on my list no more.
All right. First of all, it's in French. I know how you people feel about them.
I watched that Brazilian shit and I recommended it. That Brazilian hatchet movie.
You like the Brazilian rainforest place all the time.
I like the steakhouse. They make it in front of you. Well, my number five is your number one, and this is the pie fighting classic, Dawn of the Dead. Did you go to the mall while you were in Pittsburgh? Did you go to the Monroeville Mall? You know they shot Dawn of the Dead there.
I did have a couple of people mention that to me.
I went there once. Fucking pricks.
Yeah. This time nobody mentioned the cemetery to me.
Oh, because it was just too cold.
Or too dark to find the place. I don't
fucking be scared stiff. Number four.
And number four, I'm Dead Alive. Before he was big, doing big fantasy epics, Peter Jackson made some really good shit.
Now look at you, you fuck.
You rich fuck.
My number four is Demon Knight.
You know, I was going to have that one on my list, but I, you know, played by the rules, and it's Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight. So it didn't make my list, Tom. It would have.
Thank you. I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel scum, you know, from Star Trek.
Yeah.
In the midnight hour. Number three.
Number three. District 9. Yeah. Much higher than it was on yours. Lower. Whatever the fuck. I enjoyed it. I recently rewatched it again. We talked about it a few episodes back. Go back like 10 episodes and give it a listen, folk. Yeah. Let's see those numbers on these old episodes go up.
Or you can just search District 9 in the search box at boygob.com, and I'm pretty sure it'll come up.
A few times.
Yep. Excuse me. Burp. Well, my number three is that rich fuck classic before he did all that walking in field shit, and that's Dead Alive. Still waiting for that fucking updated boutique Blu-ray. I'll keep waiting.
One of these days. One of these days.
Number two.
Number two, I have Disco Godfather. Yeah.
Fuck!
The only reason P.D. Wheatstraw isn't on here is because it doesn't start with a D.
Well, Joe, I got a tie for number two because I'm a fucking idiot.
Hey, you fucking dumbass.
And that's Disco Godfather and Day of the Dead. Contagium.
So you put George Romero over fucking Rudy Ray Moore, huh?
Yeah, because I had Dolomite. But Disco Godfather, let's just throw Dolomite out of it. No, because Disco Godfather would probably be better than Dawn of the Dead and Demon Knight. Maybe Dead, yeah, might be better than Dead Alive. I fucked up on that one for sure.
You did.
I did. I fucked the pig on that one. this one's going to be called Tom the Pig Fucker. So let me write that down.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
Number one, I have The Devil's Reign. Fuck yeah, baby. William Shatner. Ernest Borgnine playing Corbus. This is a fucking great movie. Most people don't agree, but fuck them too.
And this is the one that they got the life cast for the Michael Myers mask from.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No, oh, I'm asking you. You're the one who likes the movie.
I don't watch all the fucking extras. I don't like it's like you know, there's very few movies I'll watch the extras for.
Well, it's doesn't his face melt or something that they would need a cast of his face for?
They melt him, yeah.
Okay, so yes.
Without this movie, there'd be no Halloween, you fucks.
No, he would just be in a clown mask.
So respect, where respect is due.
Ali G style.
For real.
Well, Joe, number one, you already know. Paddington. Dirty Work. It's a revenge for hire business.
Dirty Work, number one. So I just want to reiterate to everybody that wasn't paying attention, Dodgeball is not on Tom's top 10 list. Or not Dodgeball. I was thinking of that stupid basketball. I get those two confused because they're all both stupid. Forget what I just said, everybody. If anybody's in the Austin area this coming weekend, I want to be at Horror for the Holidays on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm taking whatever the fuck I got. I don't know. You know, I just got back from a show. Somebody else just worked a show for me. I worked today. I'm working tomorrow, and that's it. We got this fucking silly Thanksgiving thing where nobody works. So they sit around and eat.
Hey, Joe, you got anything to be thankful for?
Yeah, I'm sure I do, but nothing comes to mind right now. You, Tom, thankful?
Nope.
Yeah, and for that...
I thought you were asking me.
That 26 Night of the Demon head that I'm going to get.
Well, I mean, I made 30. So there's a couple people over there who really liked them and wanted one for themselves, so that means a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
But you know what else means a lot? Getting eaten in a movie. And next week, in honor of Thanksgiving, we're doing our top 10 movies where people get eaten, where someone gets eaten. So enjoy that. And also, enjoy going to DWNProductions.net. Not only this weekend, probably just Friday and Saturday, where you can take part of my anal Black Friday sale. I might just say fuck it and do it 33% off and make a little thing saying, hey, you're getting 33% off, so it's going to take a little longer. So maybe, if not, it'll be fucking a little less, but it is what it is with the fucking inflation meter task force or supply chain task force, whatever the fuck that ridiculous. All right, Joe, you know I'm not a big political guy, right?
Right.
But yesterday or the day before, I forget when, I was just doing some fucking computer work. I think labels or something for the packages. Just whatever you have to do that's working, that's not actually doing the actual work. I was doing that shit, and I just heard Joe Biden talking on the, our president, King Biden, talking on the television set. I'm just like, man, this dude just sounds so fucking old. So I just looked on my phone. I said, hey, phone, is Joe Biden the oldest president there is? Yup. So I don't know who needs to hear that or if you even need to, but I mean, that's a thing. So either way, you know, it's just as you get older, your brain and your body, things happen to it. So just know that he's the oldest president we've had ever in the history of the United States. And on that, Joe, where can they get t-shirts?
They can go to fastcustomshirts.com. I'll be doing my Blaxploitation Friday sale starting Thursday whenever we get home from Lisa's dad. So I'll just fucking jump on the computer.
So don't say that shit. That's something you put up like, I decided to do it a little early.
Nah. You
hit him. Okay.
Because it's really not going to fucking, I won't be done until midnight or later. Yeah.
Those 12 people.
I'll tell you what, you know, with all this Black Friday shit, I'm tired of seeing people saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. Why don't you fucking buy something for somebody else, you know, for fucking Christmas, you fucking.
For me.
Sorry, sons of bitches.
Buy some of those fucking Boy Gob shirts for me.
Yeah, order some, send them to Tom.
Fuck yeah, then I'll resell them to you. Just right. Make sure you get your size.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a friend or a relative that loves masks. Get a fucking order of masks.
I've seen some of the people who fucking listen to this shit. They don't have many friends. They probably have maybe one more than I do, and that is frightening. Because I got you and Corey and everybody else spits on me.
And I got to say, hey, this was probably the best chat we've had going in a while. Thank you, Andreas. Thank you, Dustin, for keeping it booming. Everybody else on there, too.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our last show. Please.
It's my gun cleaning kit.
FastCustomShirts.com, DWNProductions.net, BoyGob.com, and just flat out BoyGob.
We are.